You're listening to KEXP, listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us live online at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. We've got Father John Misty live from the Cutting Room Studios in New York. So beautiful. Wow.
Thank you, David Vandervelde's mind.
What have we got next?
Honey Bear? Thank you.
Everything is doomed, and nothing will be spared. But I love you. But everything is fine. Don't give in to despair, 'cause I love you, honey bear. Ooh. Oh, honey bear, honey bear.
Just sounds so incredible.
Could I have some water and a gold record? Does anyone have any water around here? Or maybe an O-Town Platinum record? Okay, thank you.
Ancient holy wars, dead religions, holocaust, new regimes, old ideas, that's now myth, that's now real, original sin, genetic fate, revolution, spinning plates, it's important to stay informed, the commentary to comment on, oh, and no one ever really knows you, and life is brief. So I've heard, but what's that gotta do with this black hole and me? Documentaries lost on me, satirical news, free energy, mobile lifestyle, loveless sex, independence, happiness. Oh, and no one ever knows the real you, and life is brief. So I've heard, but what's that gotta do with this atom bomb and me? Sluts, consumer slaves, arose by any other name. Carbon footprint, incest dreams, fuck the mother in the green. Planet cancer, sweet revenge, isolation, online friends. Oh, and love is just an institution based on human frailty. But what's your paradise gotta do with Adam and Eve? Maybe love is just an economy based on resource scarcity. But what I fail to see is what that's gotta do with you.
Time I've got you inside.
sails. I want to take you in the kitchen, lift up your wedding dress. Someone was probably murdered in, so bourgeoisie to keep waiting. Dating for 20 years just feels pretty civilian. I've never thought that, ever thought that once in my whole life. You are my first time. People are boring, but you're something else I can't explain. You take my last name. First time you let me stay the night despite your own rules. You took up early to go cheat your way.
Listening to Father John Misty in New York with our good friends at the Cutting Room Studios. Josh, it is so great to have you live on air. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Of course.
And you brought your amazing band with you. I understand there are seven of you in all over there in New York at the Cutting Room.
That's right.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
It's such a treat to hear these songs live. I absolutely love the new record. I love
thanks.
Honey Bear. It's out on Sub Pop Records. The first two things that jump out at me after many listens to the records are the beautiful orchestrated arrangements, and probably most of all, your voice is so gorgeous and powerful. I must say, you are really singing your heart out on this record.
Yeah.
It reminds me of some of my favorite soul singers.
Oh, nice. Let me guess. Barry Manilow.
Getting close.
Okay.
I'm a big Barry Gibb fan.
Okay.
Going for berries.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Barry Manilow is the only soul singer I can think of offhand.
So that's who you were channeling
on
I Love You, Honey Bear.
No. God, no. Let's start this interview over.
Otis Redding's more what's coming to mind for me.
Oh, well, okay. Thanks. That's amazing. I don't take comparisons like that very well, as you can see or hear.
You are a very humble man.
Yeah, I mean, there are some real big arrangements happening on the album. And, I mean, I think some of that was probably, I think there was some kind of subconscious bargaining going on with myself where I was like, well, I'll let you be this vulnerable and exposed and maybe inappropriately intimate if you let me cloak all of these songs in deranged massive Disney orchestration.
You really do put yourself out there on your last album, Fear of Fun. It seemed like you projected this persona that allowed you to keep your feelings at a safe distance and, you know,
well, I wasn't
make it a little less vulnerable.
I'm not sure that I was feeling too much in that phase, you know, of my... I mean, yeah, that record is a far more kind of cerebral, you know, to me, it's just a far more kind of like brainy sort of record than this.
You've crafted a really diverse collection of songs on this record. Almost every song on I Love You, Honey Bear has a different sound and feel. The title track opens with big, lush arrangements and your voice just soars. And then the next song just bursts out with mariachi horns. The first time I was listening to the record all the way through, that delightful shift in sound just made me prick up my ears and think, I wonder what's coming next. And there was just something different coming next, song after song. It's such a great collection. I heard you spent, you know, a year or two working on the record.
Yeah.
Is that sort of like where all the different sounds came from, giving it that time?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of the arrangements were sort of dictated by the lyric or just what the song was about, you know? And I mean, Chateau, for example, is just about Emma and I running around Los Angeles when we first met, and, you know, that mariachi sound is just kind of in the atmosphere in Los Angeles. It's just really evocative of that time for me. And then also just kind of, I don't know, there's something about that, the playfulness of that tone and whatever that just, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, I it makes my skin crawl to use this term, but it's sort of like a puppy love, you know, it's like a portrait, you know, of that. And I mean, it just took, I think what took the longest for me was I really was pretty terrified of being sentimental, you know, and I didn't want to like trivialize these experiences. And, you know, so, I mean, it took quite a while to, for me to just man up, you know, to the fact that I had written, I guess, more beautiful sort of exposed, I mean, for me, you know, material than I had in the past, you know, and I didn't really want to admit that for a while. It wasn't, Emma was really the person who was like, you just can't be afraid to let these songs be beautiful, you know, and I mean, that was some of the terror of releasing this album was like, man, it's going to fail or succeed on that merit alone, you know.
That can be really scary, and it's sweet to hear you say that Emma supported you in doing that because you've detailed her life as well as your own in these
yeah.
songs.
Yes, she married a songwriter. It's part of the deal.
Well, speaking of marriages, you worked with our good friend Jonathan Wilson once again on this record, and we're huge fans of his.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, is he the one who helped with the beautiful arrangements for these songs?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a, I mean, I tend to speak pretty obtusely in the studio, and he just kind of knows how to interpret what I mean when I'm just like kind of waving my arms around, you know, to try to communicate what it is that I want to hear. But he, you know, I mean, that's part of what's great about recording in Los Angeles, you know, is that there are, you know, if you want to bring in like the best soul singers in town, you know, then somebody knows them, you know, and they're just kind of a phone call away. And same thing with the mariachi band. And strings, et cetera, you know, it's like all of these things are just so kind of accessible. But, you know, I mean, Chateau was definitely a good example of Jonathan helping me out of, you know, kind of my morass of ambivalence. You know, I went through like four versions of that song and, two years before we cut the finished version, we were listening to the demo and he was like, you know what would be great on this would be a mariachi band. And I was like, no way. There's no way. And then I proceeded to throw everything imaginable at this song. And then 2 years later, he's like, I still like that mariachi idea. And I was like, all right, I submit. Let's do it. You know, and then it's there it was.
That's a great story.
It was just ridiculous. I had to take the longest way around imaginable.
It sounds like it was a lot of fun. You mentioned playful earlier, and even though there are serious themes in this record, it's still really playful. And speaking of playful, I mean, the artwork is amazing.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin. You've got your waltzing rabbits, mariachi uh-huh. tigers, or maybe those are jaguars, flying gargoyles.
Those are jaguars, Cheryl. Do you have any idea how insulting it is to confuse a tiger and a jaguar?
Well, what about that horned beast wearing Chuck Taylors? You There's got a dingo eating a baby.
A babe-eating monster. And then, I mean, the real, you know, I mean, the centerpiece, I think, is pretty much the best articulation of what the album is all about. You know, I mean, I told Stacy, who's a Seattle artist, Stacy Rosich, I told her that I just wanted her, I gave her free rein, but I was like, I want a baby of me nursing at a goddess breast. That's really important to me. And I mean, you know, that image, like, it really does kind of articulate what's happening on the album. Is like, you know, with intimacy, I mean, and this is part of why the record was cathartic and hard and kind of became a monument to second guessing, is because it's, you know, I mean, intimacy brings out these characteristics, or brought out in me, you know, like my jealousy and my pettiness and my neediness and, you know, a penchant to deify or idolize a woman and turn her into a sacred object and turn love into like a magical solution and all that. You know, all these things about myself I was not particularly proud of, and aspects of myself that when they've emerged in other relationships, I've just been out, you know, gone, you know, because I didn't want to live with that or confront that, you know. And that image really, you know, it's really kind of the centerpiece of the record for me.
Well, thank you for sharing that growth with us.
Too much?
Song.
Too much, Cheryl?
No, it's meaningful. And, you know, I love reading the lyrics. You include them. So it's fun to listen to the songs and sing along and just see the journey that you've gone on. I mean, it's really moving. I appreciate you putting that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. My displeasure.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. We look forward to seeing you in Seattle. It sounds like you're embarking on a lot of live music over the next year.
Yeah.
And you all sound fantastic.
Thank you.
It was so great. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you soon. It's Father John Misty, live from the Cutting Room Studios on KEXP.